Some Western North Carolina community water systems are so old that the water in your glass may have traveled there through wooden pipes buried a century ago.
I guess they put it together like barrels.
Lee Smith hasn't seen any himself in his time as utilities director for Hendersonville Water and Sewer, but he won't rule it out.
Oh, yeah. I've actually seen a piece of pipe, and I was told it was from our system, but I have no way to verify that. But it's possible.
What's certain is that it's not simple or cheap for the utility to keep the water flowing through 500 miles of pipe to roughly 62,000 people.
I mean, we've got a pretty significant inventory of pipeline that needs to be replaced.
Indeed, they aren't alone.
We're no different from any other system of our age.
Figuring out ways to preserve, repair, and enhance water systems provides a flood of challenges for communities across North Carolina's mountains, says Katie Hicks of the nonprofit Clean Water for North Carolina.
With the increasing demand there's going to be on water resources, ownership is really important because who has control of drinking water has a lot of power for good or for bad.
Hicks expressed concern about private ownership of public water systems, that is, a system that provides service to 15 or more households. A majority of North Carolinians tap into a public water system, whether it's owned and operated by government or a private utility. Across the nation, investor-owned utilities are playing a greater role in managing large public systems. That's yet to really take hold in North Carolina. The future of who owns and operates public drinking water systems in the mountains is murky.
In the last few years, there's been a change in some of the funding that some of the smaller systems especially have had access to. And some of that funding has quite frankly, gone away. And so at some point, they're going to have to look at other alternatives. And I think private ownership is an alternative that needs to be looked at.
That's Tom Roberts, President and Chief Operating Officer of Aqua North Carolina, subsidiary of the publicly traded utility Aqua America. Statewide, Aqua North Carolina operates 750 water systems in primarily small, rural, and suburban areas. In all, the company serves roughly 250,000 residents.
If you think of us as a system, right, one company, one system, we would be about the fifth largest system in the state.
Hicks of Clean Water for North Carolina is uneasy about the corporate ownership of water. She believes that the traditional model, public ownership of water infrastructure, is best.
Government officials have a level of accountability to voters, which gives them an incentive to provide reasonable service, be transparent.
Roberts with Aqua North Carolina disagrees. He says that private firms must get rate hikes approved by a state commission.
I would argue strongly that the private utilities have a much bigger responsibility to the public, and the public has a greater access, I would say, to sort of shaping what our future is.
While the privatization of large municipal water utilities has yet to take hold in North Carolina, Robert said the tide may shift as public operators struggle to keep up with an aging infrastructure with limited resources. But in Hendersonville, the county's utility director said they're positioned to manage and improve their system.
We really feel that it's in our customers' best interest for us to lead this utility into the future.
This is Jack Uggleman reporting for the online investigative news service, Carolina Public Press.